When you split the bill, do you use an app to settle up? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Molly Wood. For many people, especially those under 40, paying a friend or settling a restaurant bill, squaring up after happy hour, isn't done in cash. It's done by peer-to-peer app. You've probably heard of PayPal and Venmo, which PayPal owns. Most Venmo users send their payments along with emojis or wacky descriptions. Now, there's some competition from Zelle, the big bank's answer to Venmo. Rahul Chadha follows what's happening in mobile apps for the research organization eMarketer. His firm says Zelle will overtake Venmo this year. Zelle's software comes pre-installed in the mobile apps of many big banks. I asked Rahul Chadha how much market share Zelle can capture by people just using the software because it's baked in.
Compared to Venmo, a lot. One of the main advantages is that it's already embedded in the app. Another advantage that Zelle has against Venmo is that it transfers your money automatically. And yet another is that it allays a lot of the security concerns that consumers have about using these types of payment functions.
Well, so how is that part of it? Is it it's just that they have the security tech of the big banks?
Well, they basically have the backing of the banks and they have the brand power of the banks. That's the main issue that helps allay consumer concerns about security. They actually spent a lot of money on marketing this year, and that's one of the points they repeat in their commercials is that your money's safe with us because we're the banks. You know us already.
Here's one of their ads.
Yo, what's the big deal? Has anyone even heard about Zelle?
I use it all the time, baby. It's been treating me well.
Like for what?
My rent to pay safely.
Yeah, it's backed by the banks.
But I'm in a hurry, baby. Move aside, thanks.
That's an amazing pitch to hear 10 years after the financial crisis.
It is
your
funny.
Money's safe with us because we're the banks.
That's true.
One of the things that Venmo has going for it is that, I can't believe I'm saying this about an app that transfers money, but it's cool. It's fun. You know, people like to use the emojis. Does Zelle have any chance of capturing those millennial customers who like doing this, or does it matter?
I'm not sure that it matters. I mean, like you said, Venmo obviously holds appeal among millennials. Like you said, it's maybe not as fun, but that could also be an advantage for Zelle because older consumers who aren't as likely to share their financial information, you know, Zelle would have probably appealed to them more than Venmo. And Venmo enables the social media function of its app by default.
Right. That's one of the things that's amazing. Venmo's default is to share, you know, Lizzie paid for and then pizza emojis or whatever it is. People seem to be okay with that. Has Venmo seen any bleed of users from privacy concerns or just sort of like, hey, why are you making my money sharing public?
No, I don't think they're losing users. I mean, I think it's a feature that appeals to a certain core age demographic, frankly. I mean, it's younger users who are used to sharing all those snippets of their lives. This isn't a radical change
fun.
For them. It's just another
clinky beers.
Exactly. Clinky beers, pizza emojis. They're flying fast and furious.
One question I have about Venmo, since part of Zelle's appeal is saying, hey, we're secure, is Venmo secure? What happens to your money? And is there any recourse for a consumer if Venmo gets hacked?
That's a really good question. One of the other aspects that Venmo differs from Zelle is that it has what we call a mobile wallet layer. It's basically a feature that captures your money and holds it in a little pot. Zelle transfers monies directly from accounts to accounts. So there is no like middle ground for where your money might be held in purgatory. So if somebody were to access your Venmo mobile wallet, there's a chance they could deplete your funds for sure. But the most of the cases of fraud that I've seen relate to people trying to purchase something from a stranger and then finding either this person has just run away with their money, or even if you're trying to sell something, sometimes people pay for goods and then reverse the charges. So you're kind of stuck with no goods that the person's absconded with whatever you're trying to sell.
And your money.
And your money.
Whatever you think of peer-to-peer payment apps, there's no doubt that their usage and value is growing. eMarketer expects people to pay for $300 billion worth of things using these apps by 2021. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.